free ball from CG43. They're in front.
This is flat out ridiculous.
From a beautiful left hand, in and out finish, the old fashioned way.
Newell gets to the basket with one to come. From there again. You have got to be kidding me. Tyson Steph.
Okay, hello everyone, welcome back to the NBL Pocket Podcast for another NBL 26 season. If you listen to the trailer, you know that the show's coming back. It's just me today, Joseph. Canyon will be in and out, maybe in and, other guests will be in and out, but this season we're taking it pretty casual. This is just going to be a pretty simple few chats about the league that I found interesting, and then we're going to look at the points bet outrights, the win totals for the season, and I'm going to give those out and my reasons for why I think teams will be over and under. But let's start it. This episode's going to fly, hoping to get it done within 15-20 minutes so you can get back to the game. I'm actually recording this with the television muted as Tasmania host Melbourne, and Melbourne are up at the minute. All right, let's do this. So I want to talk about the NBL. First things first, and a lot of people haven't covered this, but I think it's kind of interesting. Dabble has come on as a major betting sponsor of the NBL in place of Sportsbet. It may not be a big move. I kind of think it's quite interesting. Sportsbet's been a pretty loyal partner of the NBL. I still haven't actually asked around whether Sportsbet dropped out because they didn't see any commercial benefit and Dabble stepped up because they do. Or, yeah, was Dabble the aggressor? Was the NBL the aggressor to change? And the reason why I bring it up is Sportsbet skews a little bit older than Dabble. Sportsbet aims for that sort of 20 to 30 male, with that, with a very Australian tone of voice. Maybe it feels like the NBL is too American and it doesn't fit. We'll see. Dabble, I believe, is owned by Tab, and it's their kind of arm of their business to skew a lot younger. Dabble tries to mold betting with social media. It's actually come under quite a lot of criticism in the past for being a little too kid-friendly and a little too social-leaning in a sort of cynical attempt to get young bettors, who are actually a bigger part of the market than you'd think, and some of which are under 18, under a fake ID, online. The NBL put out an advertisement celebrating the new connection with Dabble. It was sort of childish and costumes and things like this, and I'm not criticizing the people in that, the people who acted in it, and Pete Hooley, people from Dabble, your fella from the AFL, good guys, I'm sure. Like, you got to get your money where you get it. However, there is that kind of, like, you know, you're definitely skewing younger to get people betting. And if Dabble came and approached Canyon and I and said, we want to sponsor the podcast for $100,000 a year, we would take the money. You know, we're cucks, we're sellouts. I'm not criticizing anyone. I'm just being like, okay, like, this is what they're doing. And it's very interesting with the fantasy that the NBL are doing now. They've really dumbed that down as well. So they're really aiming at the young. They're really aiming at the new people to the league. It's their kind of strategy this year to boost growth, presumably, amongst other things. But just something to consider, and I'll see if I can work out more about the machinations of the deal of Dabble and Sportsbet out. I want to make this point. Cotton moving to Adelaide from Perth is the biggest off-season move in the history of basketball with context. Obviously, like, Jordan coming back with the Wizards is a big move, but it's not in the NBL where it doesn't have trades. He's the biggest player in the scheme of a league to change hands. I can't speak for the EuroLeague very much, actually, and the leagues within Europe, but this is, I'll rephrase that, it's one of the biggest offseason moves in basketball. A multiple-time MVP, a literally the guy who the league goes through, arguably one of the greatest players. Him and Gaze are kind of tossing it up between them. You could pick one either way. For him to change teams, it's just one of the biggest moves in sports. If you localize it to a particular league. Let's go to the win totals. Let's not kid around. A proviso here is that each team plays 33 games this season due to the NBL Ignite, and those games count towards the NBL Ignite ladder as well as the regular season ladder. So in alphabetical order, let's do it. Adelaide, points bet have them winning 20.5 is the pin. That's a 62% win percentage. The Inns, spoken about. Cotton, Cheatham, who last played in New Zealand, I want to say. Cameron, Isaac White, Matt Kenyon. The outs are Jarrell Martin, Kendrick Davis, Lat Mayen, and Sunday Dech. Last season, they had 13 wins, 16 losses. That's a 45% win percentage. So they're expecting a big jump, points bet, and other bookmakers. I'll say this. Before I give my prediction, I'll say this. I worry about Humphreys' minutes. What's his name? Isaac Humphreys? I worry about his minutes. It's getting a pretty crowded front court with Cheatham and Cheatham and and Harrell, who's spectacular and fun to watch, but defensive effort, a lot of pointing. Montrezl Harrell's very happy to point on the defense. The index finger does a lot of work on the D. Humphreys, yeah, and I just worry about him getting sullen and sinking the head, and I worry about their head coach to have the plums to do what's right. I think, like, Humphreys, in the combination with Cotton, maybe their best rim protector and their best kind of pick and roll guy. Harrell's pretty good too, but he's probably their best defender in Humphreys, and I don't think he's going to see the minutes to be effective. And then I also worry about who's going to guard opposing teams' best guards with Sunday Dechgon, who was one of the best at that in the league. They've got options, and I don't have written down. I remember who's on this team. I think they got that guy. Is it Galloway or Flynn Cameron or something? Can't remember. Yeah, Flynn Cameron. Like, he steps up into the mold. They've got a few players, but Sunday Dech is a real special defender, and they've lost him. Still, my prediction is I'm taking the over for the simple reason of Cotton gets them there. With each of these, I'm also going to do a bold prediction. Here's my bold prediction for Adelaide. Humphreys cannibalizes more minutes from Harrell than expected or intended, and it causes a locker room rift. However, I don't think, as I said before, Wells has the balls to discipline his imports. All those guys will see big minutes and he'll ride it out. Moving on to Brisbane. 16.5 is the pin. That's a 50% win percentage. Into the team comes Dukas out of college. Good high chip prospect. Jalen Adams. Lamar Patterson is one of the guys I've got of consequence coming in. And the outs. They're rookie Bateman. Bannon moves on. And Cook. Last season they went 12 wins, 17 losses, 41% win percentage. So they're predicted to improve. Here are my notes. With Prather and Patterson and Adams, I'm not seeing the defensive commitment needed from the players who will be the big minutes getters. I have trust in Norton, McDaniel, Harrison. They certainly have the motor, but I think the guys who are going to get good minutes, not that Patterson is one among them, but certainly Prather and Adams, I don't see that defensive desire that's going to get them there. Also, I don't like the new coach. Stu Lash, I think his name is, GM, who put himself in the gig. I liked Shula. I thought they should roll him back. He hadn't had a lot of winning seasons, but the teams and the rosters weren't good and a few injuries here and there. So I don't like it. And then I think, you know, not to be harsh here, but I think we've seen the best of 29-year-old Jalen Adams. I think his best is in his past. And for that reason, I'm taking the under. And yeah, for the simple reason that we've seen the best of their best player already. Bold prediction, this could be a wooden spoon team if egos flare. That's my bold prediction there. Cairns, the pin is 15.5. I think that was probably given, I don't know where that was given, in and amongst the Wardenburg injury news, who's going to miss a long period of time, or maybe another import. You have to excuse me, I'm kind of rushing these together. The big ins for the Taipans, Jack McVay, their imports, and Marcus Lee moves over from Melbourne. Outs, Edwards, one of their imports, and Taron Armstrong, who has a lot of pieces but was young and didn't really put it together on the floor. Last season they won 8 games, lost 21, win percentage of 28%, so they're expected to jump up, which they will. They can't get any worse. But I've got here the Wardenburg injury is a sizable one, and with the foul-prone Lee, it makes it hard to have confidence in that front court. For that reason, I'm taking the under. However, I like Schofield. They'll be better, but below this number of 15.5. Bold prediction, Jack McVay for all NBL first team. That's what I've got here. Illawarra, very interesting team. 17.5 is the pin from PointsBet, 52% win percentage projected. Ins, I've only picked out the big names that I think are going to move the needle. McGee and Jonah Bolden come in. Outs are Darius Days, Lee, the Asian player, he was good. Olbrich and Kel being the big outs. Those two hurt a lot. Last season they had 20 wins, 9 losses, 69% win percentage. Throwing it straight out there, I'm taking the L. They lost 4 strong contributors in Days, Lee, Olbrich and Kel, and Kel in particular. I do, however, like their coach. I like Justin Tatum a lot, but I think Hickey is a better feel-good story than floor general. I'm betting on growing pains. That's why I'm taking the under. Bold prediction, McGee is a nightmare, reffed out of games and the league. This is the NBL. It's typically been pretty harsh on clumsy bigs. And, you know, JaVale McGee has a reputation for being the clumsiest of clumsy bigs. And we're going to see how effective he is at his advanced age as well. Not that he's not that old. I think he's mid-30s. Melbourne, PointsBet have them at 18.5, a 55% win percentage. The ins are interesting. Krizlovic, Delaney, Edwards, their import, and Milton Doyle, the biggest name. Outs, Cameron, Clark, White, Lee, Dellavedova, and Lowe. Last season, they won 19 games, lost 10, 66% win percentage. Before I give my prediction, I'll say this. Delaney is a major project for Vickerman. I'm not super high on Delaney. He's had some good seasons, but they feel further in the rearview mirror than they do closer to the side mirror. But I do remember his great year in New Zealand, which I think Vickerman can get out of him. The proper player with the proper role is a proper problem for other people. And I'm thinking that Delaney's going to be better. For that reason, I'm taking the over. Bold prediction, Walker and Doyle to be the best backcourt in the NBL. Doyle, I think, is going to be an MVP chance. I say this having watched the first half where he just nailed two buckets at the end of the quarter. And I just, if you thought about this team the last 2 years, how many possessions ended in the hands of Dellavedova. And I like Dellavedova's game, and we're going to talk about him in Sydney, but the amount of possessions that ended in his hands that now revert to Doyle, I just think they become a better team. So I'm taking the over. New Zealand Breakers. 14.5. I think I messed up my notes here. Is that what the over-under is? Just quickly, pardon me, everyone, going to the site. Yeah, 14.5. That's a win percentage of 47%. Ins, their imports, the Arfa low. Outs, Taco fall. Like the outs weren't that bad other than their imports, obviously. Some of their imports. Last season, they went 10 wins, 19 losses, 35% win chance. I don't know how they're not 12% better. I really like the balance of the incoming imports and / returning. So PJC, Parker, Jackson Cartwright, Brockington and Baker, they just kind of fill three major role spots. I think there's going to be greater role definition for that reason. I'm taking the over. Bold prediction. This is a top four team if the mix is right and the talent is there. It's always hard to judge the imports, but with real role clarity, guys who you least expect could shine. And that's like Meninga and a few guys like that. So we'll see. I'm secretly kind of high on New Zealand, especially at that number, 14.5. Moving on to all the way on the other side of the country, or the other side of the Oceania, and the other side of the league, to the Perth Wildcats. 18.5 is the pin from PointsBet. And that's a win percentage of 55%. Ins, JLA, Lat Mayan, Jones, their import, Sunder Dech. Outs, Cotton and Pinder are the big ones. Last season, they had 18 wins, 11 losses. That's a 62% win percentage. Before I give my prediction, here are my thoughts. I can't pretend to like John really as a coach. He's okay. I actually quite like his son. I watched a bit of him in the Blitz, and he was just this herky-jerky player. Quite liked him. However, I do like the balance of this roster a lot, just on paper, and especially in comparison to last season. I will say, though, the Henschel, Dech, Windler trio is where really is going to have to be the most responsive in games and game to game. You know, he's going to have to know who's got it tonight and in what combination and for how long and what they've got. Windler's going to have to step up a lot. The Wildcats showed a lot of faith in bringing him back and not recruiting over the top of him. He had a decent year last year, not great. Had a bit of injury unluckiness, a bit of injury problems, and we'll see if he can fight through that and be better. JLA struggled under Vickerman. He was the punching bag of that United team a couple of years ago. I think that he just gives the Wildcats such a good look. So I'm taking the over, you can probably tell. I like the balance of the roster and what JLA offers. Simple. Although the loss of Cotton is devastating. Mark Arena's come under a lot of fire for charging like a wounded bull for season tickets and the logo redesign that looked like maybe the draft was done on the back of a napkin. I actually don't hate the look. Come under a lot of fire. I actually like what he's done with this team and Danny Mills too. So we'll see if they're correct and if I'm correct in a small way. Southeast Melbourne, 15.5 is the pin from PointsBet. 46% win percentage projected. The ins, DJ Mitchell and some imports. The outs, Ben Ayre, Walton Jr., Wieskamp and Hurt. Whew! Last season, 16 wins, 13 losses. That's a 55% win percentage. For me, before I give my prediction, the outs are too great to ignore. And what they've lost in offensive output, they've tried to cover up with defense with John Brown III. Shout out Jackson McDonald. I'm not sure if it can cover the deficit. Plus their wing depth is poor. in my estimation. So for that reason, I'm taking the under. Bold prediction, could be a spoon contender if injuries kick in. Moving on to Sydney. Points bet have them at 20.5 is the pin, 62% win percentage. Their ins are Kendrick Davis? Yeah. Dellavedova and Suarez. Their outs are Tui, Oliver, Liafa, and Jalen Adams, who's gone to the Bullets, obviously. Last season, they had 16 wins, 13 losses, 55% win percentage. Before I give my prediction, I have shit-talked Dellavedova's game a lot, as his canyon in the past and his paycheck, which was up around the sort of 750 to 900K. But he gets results. I'm taking it all back. I'm reeling it back like a veteran fisherman. He just gets results in this league, and I think that the pairing of him and Davis is going to be spectacular. Can't deny it. Not a huge fan of the Kings and their ownership, and you know, they're hard to like. They do great in-game performances. I went to one of their games last year, and it was just outstanding. But I just think Dellavedova just drives results in the NBL. Can't deny it. The projected five is strong. My only issue is the lack of bigs depth with Lupepe hurt for the season. That's a bit of a drag. He's a good player, competent, good 20-minute player in the NBL, so he kind of hurts. But I'm just all on board for a Cook's redemptive season. You can probably tell what my over-under prediction is. All on board with Cook's. There's very little, and take off your basketball hat for a second and put on your hat of life. There's very little more dangerous than a man who's taken some hits in life and is keen to turn it around. And Cook's has taken some hits in the last year with the cocaine ban and then the gut punch that was the Olympics dropping. Didn't make it. So, for that reason, I'm taking the over. Bold prediction. I think that could be the regular season table topper if Adelaide don't quite pull their shit together. Tasmania. We're on our last team. Boy, we've flown through this. Tasmania. Points bet. Have them at 16.5 when I checked. 50% win percentage projected. Their ins are Ben Air, Bannon, and some imports. Their outs, Krizlovic, Crawford, Doyle, and Tarangi, who's moved over to Brisbane. Breakers. Last season, 13 wins, 16 losses, 45% win percentage. They're relying a lot on their local bigs to stay healthy, Magne and Majuk Deng especially. Bannon helps them in that respect, and he was good for the Bullets. I like that, him as a player. McDonald tearing his ACL and out for the season, you would think, really hurts this team, really hurts. We're about to see how well the JJs recruit from scratch. They sort of tracked out all their imports from last year. Their track record has been a B+. They've added some really good players to the NBL. We're about to test the Tasmanian theory of scouting this season, and we'll see. I will say, though, I admire their head coach, Scott Roth, very much. Really great coach. Has a very simple rhetoric that seems to really work with his players. They didn't have a winning season last year, but just were gutted by injury and a bunch of stuff. Players moving on, so on and so forth. I'm taking the over. And I think that might surprise a lot of people. I think they're better. And I think they play the right way. I think they just needed a change of scenery than last year. They had a losing season. And Doyle was a great player, but it just kind of wasn't clicking with Crawford, who was a bit undersized and a bit energetic and erratic at times. And they just needed a bit of a... All right, they needed a hot shower, and I think they've had one. Bold prediction, will Magne all NBL first team? I just hope he can stay healthy. I just think he's going to block shots. I think he's going to rebound. I think he's going to score this year after plenty of confidence coming off the... what was it? Yeah, the Olympic Games. Sadly, you can't bet some of these now because the game has started between Melbourne and Tasmania, so you can't bet on their regular season win totals because it's already begun. But I feel like these are a nice metric to measure the league by and something to think about. And if you're playing at home, have a think what you would have done over or under. And by all means, jump in either Twitter or Discord to tell me what you think my predictions, but more importantly, I'd love to hear your own and why you think what you think. Guys, NBL Pocket Pod, always a pleasure bringing this in just under 20 minutes. Guys, thanks again. See you soon.